And good morning. Time for Check of Sports here on Albert Lea Radio. From the American Insurance Press Box, I'm Aaron Warm. In baseball yesterday, Lake Mills picked up a victory. They beat Osage 3-1. And in softball, Lake Mills also victorious. They beat Osage 7-1. In prep sports for today in softball, Northwood Kensett, they're going to host Riceville. That game will start at 6. The Albert Lea American Legion baseball team is in action tonight. They're going to host Byron. That should be a good one at Hike Field. First pitch is at 6:30. Did you stay up late to listen to the end of that Minnesota Twins game last night? It took 5 hours and 14 minutes. Miguel Sano sent everybody home with a 2-run home run in the 12th, his 14th homer of the year. Twins beat the Reds 7-5. Same two teams at Target Field this afternoon. 12:10 first pitch here on Kate. Minnesota Vikings rookie defensive tackle Jalen Twyman, he is recovering from 4 gunshot wounds. Bullets that hit a vehicle he was riding in caused scary but superficial injuries. Twyman does not need surgery, as expected to make a full recovery from the exit wounds to his arm, shoulder, buttocks, and leg. That's according to his agent, Drew Rosenhaus. The Vikings also confirmed the shooting after being in contact with Twyman and family members. Twyman was selected in the 6th round out of Pittsburgh in the NFL draft 2 months ago. The incident occurred in his native Washington, D.C. The Tampa Bay Lightning absolutely took it to the New York Islanders last night. 8-0. Lightning with a victory in Game 5 of their Stanley Cup semifinal series. Lightning will try to finish off the series coming up on Wednesday in Uniondale. The Islanders will try to force a Game 7. Jacob deGrom shouldered the load for the New York Mets in his return from another injury scare. He pitched one-hit ball over 5 scoreless innings as the Mets beat the Atlanta Braves 4-2 in Game 1 of their doubleheader. We'll have more on deGrom coming up in just a moment. Bobby Bradley and Josh Naylor each homered the Cleveland Indians with a victory at Wrigley over the Cubs last night 4-0. Here comes Cleveland in the American League Central. Indians only 2 games back of the White Sox. Chicago had the night off. Andy Ibanez and Jose Trevino each hit 3-run homers as the Texas Rangers, they ended a 6-game losing streak. They beat Oakland 8-3. Former Minnesota Twin Jake Odorizzi and the Houston bullpen took a bid for a combined no-hitter into the 8th inning. They had to settle for a 10-2 victory over Baltimore. Astros are red hot. They've won 8 in a row. The Baseball Hall of Fame's induction ceremony is returning to its standard seating format, opening the door for a big crowd to see former Yankee star Derek Jeter be enshrined. Hall of Fame officials say tickets will not be required for the event's free lawn seating area. The ceremony is scheduled for September 8th on the grounds of Clark Sports Center and will honor Class of 2020 members, which include Jeter, Marvin Miller, Ted Simmons, and Larry Walker. No one was selected for the Hall this year. Major League Baseball has started its crackdown on sticky stuff and foreign substances. Umpires are now doing regular checks of all pitchers for tacky substances that could be used to doctor baseballs. That was long against the rules, but rarely enforced until now. Jacob deGrom was the first pitcher inspected under the new directive that took effect yesterday. In the opener of the Mets doubleheader against Atlanta, the 2-time Cy Young Award winner passed when inspected after the 1st and 5th innings. Any pitchers using illegal substances will be ejected and then suspended 10 games. Las Vegas Raiders defensive end Carl Nassib yesterday became the first active NFL player to come out as gay. Nassib announced the news on Instagram, saying he wasn't doing it for the attention, but he felt representation and visibility were important. Nassib also said in his short video message that he was donating $100,000 to the Trevor Project, a nonprofit that seeks to prevent suicide among LGBTQ youth. Now, Nassib is a 6-year pro who was drafted by the Cleveland Browns back in 2016 in the 3rd round out of Penn State. Eli Manning, he has a new job with the New York Giants. The 2-time Super Bowl MVP is rejoining the organization to work in business opportunities and fan initiatives. The Giants announced the hiring yesterday, roughly 18 months after Manning retired following the 2019 season. And James Harden has committed committed to playing for the U.S. men's national basketball team that will play in the Olympics that begin next month. That's according to a person familiar with the situation. The men's roster is getting closer to being filled. Miami's Bam Adebayo also informed U.S. basketball of his intention to play in Tokyo. So the eight commitments for now are Bam, Harden, Brooklyn's Kevin Durant, Golden State's Draymond Green, Washington's Bradley Beal, Boston's Jason Tatum, Phoenix's Devin Booker, and Portland's Damian Lillard. That's Jenka Sports. From the Americana Insurance Press Box, for Kate Radio, I'm Aaron Worm.